Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
This is Don Crisp, and I am the lead pastor at the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls, and it is my privilege to bring the Good News message to you today. This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Let me begin by extending Christmas blessings to you and yours from Alan and Alma Churchill and Tricia, myself as well. I trust that you are having a Christ-centered Christmas as you celebrate the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now think of it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is always wonderful to have God's people gather on God's day to hear God's word. And now, may God bless our hearing of today's message. And may we commit ourselves to listen with all of our hearts. My prayer for today, it's that God will bless you, encourage you, and challenge you, and comfort you. May God turn your heart and my heart toward home as He speaks to us and draws us near. My message today is entitled, God's Indescribable Gift. Well, Christmas is here. God's message has been sent to us. Let's listen to God's word concerning the coming of His Son. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Now think of it. God's gift unto us, God's gift to us, the gift of his love and his son. The hymn writer Philip Brooks wrote of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what he wrote. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born to us today. That's my Christmas prayer for people today, that Christ would be born in our hearts today. My message today, again, is entitled, God's Indescribable Gift, taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Now let's look to that holy night and listen afresh to God's message to us as we hear Anne Murray singing, O Holy Night.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, now Christ was born. Oh, night, divine night, oh, that divine,
the thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voice says, oh, night divine. When Christ was born.
Well, once again, the Christmas season is here. We have so much to celebrate. This is a time of loving and a time of giving. Yet, I believe you would agree with me, many today are suffering from what I would call cirrhosis of the giver. Did you hear that? Cirrhosis of the giver. We're told it is an acute condition which renders the patient's hand immobile when he or she is called upon to move it in the direction of their wallet and then to the offering plate. It is clinically observable, I'm told, that this condition does not occur in places such as hockey games or the shopping mall or in restaurants. You know, I once stood in front of my congregation at First Baptist Church, Smiths Falls, one Sunday morning at the offering time, and I said to people, I want to just set you free, to challenge you to reach to the person in front of you, take their wallet, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I challenge you now to give as you always wanted to but felt that you could never afford to. It was interesting seeing the reaction. People weren't quite sure whether I was kidding or not. Cirrhosis of the giver. Someone wrote the story of a local charity who realized that it had never received a donation from the town's richest citizen. So one of the volunteers was sent to solicit his donation. The volunteer approached the lawyer, commenting, "Our research shows that even though your annual income is well over $1 million, that you have actually never helped support our organization. Wouldn't it make you feel good to give back to your community through our charity?" The lawyer paused for a moment, then sternly stated the following: "Did your research show that my mother is dying after a long, painful illness and has huge medical bills far beyond her ability to pay?" Surprised, the volunteer said, Why no. "Well then, did your research also show that my brother is a disabled veteran, that he is blind, that he is confined to a wheelchair and unable to support his wife and 6 children? Well, the volunteer didn't know what to say. "Did your research tell you that my sister's husband died in a traffic accident? It was terrible. Did it tell you that her husband's death left her penniless with a mortgage and 3 small children whom she can't afford to care for?" The volunteer said, I had no idea. Then the lawyer stood up and he said, "Now listen, they are my family, they are my flesh and blood. And if I don't give any money to them, why in the world would I give any money to your organization?" That's what I'm talking about. Cirrhosis of the giver. Interesting, isn't it? We do live in a very self-centered society. At a time of Christmas, it seems to be about materialism. I believe it's becoming more about what we get than what we give. The fact is, Christmas is about giving and receiving. The American Express did a survey and found that 31% of people said that receiving a fruitcake would be the worst gift of all. Interesting. The fact is that many people indicated that given a choice between receiving a fruitcake or nothing at all, they would rather have nothing at all. The survey also indicated that when we get a gift from people that we actually don't want, did you know that 30% of us hide it? 21% of us return it, and 19% of us rewrap it and give it away to someone else. You're probably pondering that right now, wondering what you do. Look, let's now focus on God's indescribable gift. Allow me to draw our attention to the real meaning of Christmas. And to do so, we need to turn our attention to the tree. It's there that we will see the Father's indescribable gift. The first thing I'd like to say is Christmas is about God the Father. God the Father giving us His Son. Matthew writes, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. "For God so loved the world," writes John, "that He gave us His Son." Isaiah wrote, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given." That is the ultimate gift. The words of the song go like this: the Father gave His Son, the Son gave His Spirit, and the Spirit gives us life so that we can give the gift of love. Let's listen to Sandy Patty singing "The Gift Goes On."
The Father gave the Son, the Son gave the Spirit, the Spirit gives us life so we can give the gift of love. And the gift goes on, and the gift goes on, and the gift goes on. In a Christmas bowl, God gave each of us a present on that night so long ago. It's a gift that keeps on giving if our spirits can receive. It's the secret joy of living if our hearts can just believe. And the gift goes on.
The Father gave us the gift of His Son. Secondly, Christmas is about God the Son giving us life, love, forgiveness, and hope. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Yes, it was on the cross that He demonstrated His love. It was also on the old rugged cross that He declared to His Father in prayer, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Colossians 2:13 says, it was there He forgave us all of our sins. And also He gave us hope. Listen to these words: "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in Me will live even though he dies. Whoever lives and believes in Me will never die." Peter writes in 1 Peter 3:15, "Be prepared to give an answer for the reason of the hope that is within you. Yes, Christmas is about the God the Father giving us His Son. Christmas is about God the Son giving us life, love, forgiveness, and hope. Thirdly, Christmas is about our Savior giving us also the gift of salvation. Think of it, the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 reads this way, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, not that of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Jesus said, 'He who believes in me has everlasting life.'" You know, I believe that there are three types of people who actually close themselves off from the Christ of Christmas. Who are these three? Well, they're the proud, the powerful, as well as the pacified. The Christmas and Easter message to me is best summarized, and I believe it harmonizes. It's a message from God's heart to us that says, "You matter to me." That raises the question, does He matter to us? Which takes me to my fourth point. If He does matter to us, then Christmas is also about each of us giving God gifts. Think of it, the Magi. They presented three gifts to God. Well, they presented three gifts to the Son: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold to honor the one who was the King of Kings, frankincense for the one who was the High Priest after the order of Melchizedek, and myrrh to be presented to the one who was born to die. I wonder how many of us are prepared to say to Him today, "Lord, I want to give to You my heart, my love, and my life." Fifthly, Christmas is about each of us giving each other the gift of love. Do you remember the words of what Sandy Patty sang? The Father gave His Son, the Son gave His Spirit, and the Spirit gives us life so that we can give the gift of love. So that we can give the gift of love. What does that look like? I believe it looks like friendship. It's about forgiveness. It's about faith. It's about affirmation. It's about encouragement. Yes, the gift of love. First of all, I believe we give that to our Father in heaven, and then we give it to each other. God's indescribable gift. I honestly believe that the best gifts that we can give to each other are really what I would call daily emotional deposits. Those gifts will actually help build each other up. What does that look like? Well, I would say they're the gifts of affirmation, adoration, acceptance, and approval. Wouldn't it be wonderful to receive those gifts from your loved ones every day, to be affirmed, adored, accepted, and approved of? Wonderful. Years ago, there was a very wealthy man who, with his devoted young son, shared a passion for art collecting. Together, they traveled around the world, adding only the finest art treasures to their collection. Priceless works by Picasso, Van Gogh, Monet, and many others adorned the walls of the family estate. The widowed father looked on with satisfaction as his only child became an experienced art collector. But the day came when war engulfed the nation, and the young man left to serve his country. And sadly to say, only after a few weeks, his father received a telegram that his beloved son had been killed while carrying a fellow soldier to safety. On Christmas morning, a knock came at the door. The old man opened the door, and there was a soldier standing there, a young man. He introduced himself by saying, "I was the friend of your son. I was the one he was carrying to safety. May I come in for a few moments? I have something to show you." He was holding a rather large parcel. He said, "You know, I'm an artist, just an amateur, really, but I want to give you this." The old man unwrapped the package. The paper gave way to reveal a portrait of his son. Though the art critics would never consider this a piece of genius, the painting did feature the young man's face in striking detail and seemed to capture his personality. The following spring, the old man became ill and passed away. The art world was in anticipation. According to the will of the old man, all the artworks would be auctioned. The day soon arrived, and the art collectors from around the world gathered to bid on some of the world's most spectacular paintings. The auction began with a painting that would not be on any museum's list. It was the painting of the man's son. The auctioneer asked for an opening bid. The room was silent. Who would be willing to bid $100, he asked, for the picture of the son? Minutes passed, but not a sound from those in the audience. From the back of the room, someone callously called out, "Who cares about that painting? It's just a picture of his son. Let's forget it and get on with the important paintings." There were other voices who echoed that in agreement. But the auctioneer replied, "No, we have to sell this one first. Now who will take the son?" Finally, a friend of the old man and the young boy said, "I knew the boy, so I'd like to have it. I will bid $100. "I have a bid for $100, called the auctioneer. "Will anyone go higher?" After a long silence, the auctioneer said, "Going once, going twice, gone." The gavel fell. Cheers filled the room, and someone was even heard to say, "Now we can get on with it." But the auctioneer looked at the audience and announced the auction was over. Stunned disbelief quieted the room. Someone spoke up and said, "What do you mean it's over? We didn't come here for a picture of some old guy's son. What about all these paintings? There are millions of dollars worth of art here. We demand that you explain what's going on." The auctioneer replied, "Very simple. According to the will of the Father, whoever takes the Son gets it all." Folks, this is the essence of the Christmas story. Whoever takes the Son gets it all. God's indescribable gift is His Son, sent with love. Now my question is this: have you received Him? Have you given Him your heart, your life, and your love? Would you bow your hearts with me right now and pray? Father in heaven, at this moment for Christmas, I want to give you the gift of my heart, my life, and my love. I pray that, Jesus Christ, that you'd come into my life afresh and anew as the gift, the ultimate gift, the indescribable gift sent from my Father above. I receive you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now in conclusion, allow me to thank you for your open hearts, your prayerful encouragement, and your God-led financial support of this radio ministry. You need to know that your faithful prayers and gracious giving empowers and enables this ministry to deliver God's good news message on the air. Dr. Churchill and I want to thank you for being part of the radio ministry team. The truth is, we cannot do this without you. Let me encourage you and challenge you to make out a check payable to the Good News Christian Ministries. Send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Mark the check, Good News Broadcast. We will send you a receipt at the income tax time. Please encourage others to listen to this radio ministry. You can also find this and other programs of ours by Googling the Good News Christian Ministries, click on Ministries, and then on Broadcasting. Don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world and points you to the cross, a church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life, a church that will faithfully hold high the Bible and does not waver from the principles, the precepts, and the promises that are found within it. Father, we pray that you would inspire us and instruct us to live lives worthy of you. We pray that you would empower us to live for you, bringing honor and glory to your name. Amen. Now, as we conclude today's program, here is Evie singing "No Room," and in it she raises the question, have you any room for Jesus? And now may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. May you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope, love, and truth. May you and yours experience Christmas each and every day. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Of hay, no room.
surely the world is blind, no room, no
in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.